Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
And Andrea Williams here are on the afternoon news on 4, and Susan's explaining how she got it confirmed that these cicadas that emerged in Lake Geneva are the first reported in the state.
Terry Mess from Lake Geneva emailed these photos to our newsroom today. As soon as I saw them, I got on the phone, called Terry, the Wisconsin DNR, and the entomology department at UW-Madison, sent them Terry's pictures, and both organizations told me that the cicadas and Terry's pictures are the first confirmed sightings this year in the state of Wisconsin.
Wait for Andrea.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Good work, Susan.
Nice job.
I believe I've said exactly that sitting next to Riley. That's great work, Susan.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
12 minutes after 8 on this Wednesday morning. Southeast Wisconsin largely dodging the worst of the severe weather that ripped through the Midwest overnight. And as predicted, coming through right about when Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky told us yesterday at this time it was going to happen. He said, look, 7, 8 o'clock, you're going to start to see these storms enter our area here in Southeast Wisconsin. And that's exactly what happened. Same storm system that devastated a town in Iowa. A tornado outbreak in that state, but the worst one was what witnesses are describing as a monster tornado that hit Greenfield, Iowa. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's video of what hit Greenfield, Iowa. That's in southwest Iowa. It's southwest of Des Moines.
Eric just pulled this up on his computer. That's the first time I've seen that particular shot.
Right, of the tornado rolling through, and that city just decimated now. Look at that. Just huge funnel cloud.
Multiple deaths linked to that particular tornado, and we just say multiple because I don't have a hard number. We know more than one person was killed as a result of that particular tornado. And then that system, that squall line that is had predicted, did in fact come into southwestern Wisconsin and moved from the southwest to the northeast, yep, starting to affect us 7-8 o'clock on Tuesday night. So the meteorologists were in full what we call wall-to-wall mode. I'm going to tell the folks what that little...
That means once you break into programming and you stay on the air until the threat has passed.
So wall to wall, right. We don't do commercials. We don't show the show that's normally on. You have your meteorologist. Maybe sometimes you have your field crews out giving updates on the conditions. And I struggle with this sometimes, and apparently so do a lot of other people. There were a number of people who were publicly upset. A lot of stuff on social media about, complaining about stuff. You could tell the meteorologists were aware of that. Even I was watching, so I'm watching 4. I've got Nisnansky, Kristen Kershane, and Tyler Moore were all doing the live coverage on Channel 4. Brendan Johnson, who joined us earlier today, was being saved for the morning because they knew that he was going to have to get up in the middle of the night, come into work. So they're doing their thing. And Niz, a number of times, was saying, look, I know it's the season finale of The Voice.
Right? This happens. And he even warned us about it yesterday when he was on with us.
Hey, wish me luck. I got The Voice finale on tonight right during the time frame.
Oh, no.
So he knew. And I know because and you've taken the calls here or whatever. He knew that was going to bother some people, that he predicted that they were going to be in severe weather coverage and that some people who wanted to see The Voice were going to be upset and maybe the tornado warning wasn't in the county that you live in, or maybe it was, and you thought, well, I got that update on my phone, and I feel okay, I feel safe, or we're in the basement, and I want to watch The Voice, whatever the case.
Right.
We kind of continue to have this debate. I got this email. This one came to our newsroom, but it was meant for TMJ4, but it was somebody who just got the call letters, and sent it to us. But this guy wrote, please get off the... Use the F word. Please get off the beeping air so we can watch what we paid for. Trust us, we have sirens, radio alerts, mobile phone alerts, and our own eyes and ears. This is Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. Enough already. Exclamation point. Angry. Signed it, Under the Weather in Walworth. That's somebody who really wanted to watch The Voice.
And I mean, I can understand that. I can get that. This is Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. I'm not sure what that means. What? So we're used to dangerous weather?
Right. So is Iowa, and people are dead there.
Yeah. Don't be told about it. I mean, when something is destructive, that's when I think there's a major concern. When someone's lives potentially are at risk because of a storm, I think that's when the TV stations, and oftentimes us here too, will go into coverage.
I wonder if one of those radar tornadoes, and there were tornado warnings just in the time that I was watching, Dodge, Fond du Lac, and Sheboygan County. So it looked like that stuff that was northwest of the city of Milwaukee was a little bit stronger. I didn't get knocked down quite as much by the lake effect initially. So Dodge, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan counties all popped tornado warnings. Now, those were not tornado touchdowns.
Correct.
It doesn't appear that that's happened. National Weather Service has only confirmed one touchdown in the state, that being outside of Wausau. But that's when the meteorologists start to see that rotation of the clouds or things that they don't like that seem to indicate, look, this could drop out of the sky at any moment.
Right.
That's when they pop the warning. My question is, had one of those dropped down on Fond du Lac and ripped a mile-long stretch, destroying homes and businesses and everything there in Fond du Lac, if one of those dropped out of the sky and done that, then is it all good? Like, then that was justified, yeah, but short of that, it's not okay to interrupt the voice?
But I do understand. I do understand. I mean? Yeah, no, you're right. And I do understand the frustration, though, too.
I mean,
like I said, I can see it both ways. I can see where if I was in a moment of panic and we run down to the basement, what am I doing? I'm popping on the radio or I'm turning on the television.
What's happening now?
Where is it right now? That's what I would need to find out and would need to know. If I pop it on and the voice is on, you know what I'm doing? I'm changing the channel. Now, obviously, that's not always the case. But I can also see that where we live in this different world now, where you got your attached to the hip with a mobile phone, you can constantly... Hell, my kid yesterday was mowing the lawn and he stopped. He walked over to me. I was busy doing some mulch. And he's like, Dad, we got a tornado watch. Because he was listening to music on his phone, in his headphones. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're good. You can keep going. That's just a watch. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But
your point is he got that alert without being in front of the TV.
Correct. So I get that you can do both. There's got to be ways. I just don't know how best you do that to make sure the people that need to be alerted always are alerted.
I'm with you as well. I'm very sensitive to it. All the years I was over at TMJ4, and we would break in for various reasons. It's not always severe weather. Sometimes you'd break in for, and I didn't agree with every call that we made. Sometimes they'd have me run out to the anchor desk. Hey, we're going to break in with this. It's a whatever sort of incident.
Right.
So we're going to take what's on TV right now. We're going to not do that. We're going to do this. It's going to be, there's Vinny at the news desk telling you about whatever incident. And sometimes that's justified, and sometimes I thought it kind of wasn't. And I would always say, like, if people are watching us right now, it's because they like what's on right now. They chose to watch that.
Right.
If you're going to take that away from them and then thus replace it with something else, better be pretty good and better be pretty important. And I guess folks can argue as to whether or not this was a case where it was justified.
So then you can argue whether, like, severe weather is one thing, but, Princess Kate having cancer, is that something that's worth breaking in? Because that happened earlier this month or last month when news of her situation became public. I think the networks all broke into coverage.
Yeah. I have a tendency, to your earlier point about all the different places that we can get information, I tend to not like that as much. The need to break in with breaking news and to interrupt a broadcast day for some breaking news item, like, got a lot of different places to get that.
It's true.
So, to the point of, I like what's on. Did you find that thing that I asked you?
Yeah, yeah.
So I saved this because I empathize with this woman. We used to really get trouble when we would break into soap operas. And Days of Our Lives was, what time is that on for now? Is it noon or 1 o'clock? I was kind of into Days for a while, as some folks might remember.
Yes.
But right, there's Days of Our Lives is not, well, now it is now. It's on streaming service or whatever they do, their Peacock. But at the time, like, there was only one place you could watch Days of Our Lives. It was on Channel 4 at this time. And if you're going to take that away from people, it's kind of a big deal. So this lady called, I saved her voicemail message. It's a woman who called years ago for one reason or another. We broke into programming.
Why do we have to have this doldard priest on talking and interrupting our TV shows? Can't this stuff wait for goddamn news at 5 and 6 and clock or 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever? This is bullshit, always interrupting the soap operas. I'm getting sick of it. I won't even watch your damn old show no more. Take Channel 12 and shove it up your ass.
And
so, she's a satisfied customer, so she's happy. But I kind of agree with her point.
I was going to say, she's not entirely wrong.
I think she mentioned a priest. I wonder if this was during one of the papal conclaves.
Okay.
Right. And either they were selecting a new pope or there was news on that. And the network took it and said, all right, we're doing this instead of Days of Our Lives right now to bring you this update. And she's like, why do I have to see this now? Can't this wait for news at 5 and 4 and 6 and 9 and 10 o'clock?
Whatever. News shows.
You got news on all day. It's the one time I have to watch my stories, and I want my stories. So I'm with her on that in large part. Weather thing becomes problematic because, again, this was a line of storms that killed people in Iowa just hours before and had the potential to do the same here in Wisconsin. So they made that decision across the board pretty much to go wall to wall. I didn't see anybody not following suit. And I believe we interrupted some Brewers coverage right here on WTMJ as well. Copleen was on for much of the evening.
And oftentimes, too, I mean, they'll replay shows in the middle of the night. And oftentimes that'll be criticized. In fact, I think we even got a text. Yeah. Someone saying that one of the preempted season finales on 58 was shown overnight at 1 a.m. You got to think for DVR's sake. I mean, that's an easy record. I mean, no one is asking you to stay up at 1 a.m. to catch The Voice or whatever's on 58, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's why they do that. They want to make sure they run it so then you can record it and see it. But I get it. I can understand both sides of the issue. Really, I truly can.
If I can just offer this as we close this particular conversation, if you have something to share with the TV stations or with us or whatever, just like be polite. You don't have to swear at people. Hopefully, people who are running it, I take it seriously. You take it seriously. We want to provide this. We want for you to listen. Right? We don't enjoy making you angry. So we want for you to listen. The TV stations want for you to watch. If you have feedback that you'd like to offer, just do it respectfully. It'll be much better received. 8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
There are always conspiracies and accusations and frustrations and investigations, et cetera, when it comes to voting, right, nowadays.
Okay. Talked a lot about that in the last
eight years. A suburb in Houston is buzzing with conspiracy theories after an incident at a polling place there.
Texas House candidate Jeff Berry had a tent outside an early voting location Monday when the place was suddenly swarmed by bees.
We feel like it was intentional.
Berry thinks Doug Holloway, a supporter of his opponent, set out the boxes to attract bees and scare off voters. Holloway denies that.
I put no one in danger. In fact, I have a right to set bee boxes as a beekeeper.
The Berry camp called out its own beekeeper to catch the insects and take them away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Okay.
So
Let me get it all straight now. You got a guy, he's running for office. He's got the, I assume, legal collection site for absentee ballots.
Yep.
Got a little tent set up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guy running against him for office happens to be a beekeeper.
A beekeeper supports the guy running against him.
I see. I got it. Okay.
And then he puts out some bee boxes that apparently he says he has the right to do, and all of a sudden there are thousands of bees showing up around their tent. A little bit more here from ABC 13.
Called their own beekeeper to remediate the situation. Del Beto told ABC 13 over the phone that he captured 30 to 50 bees. Berry believes the incident has something to do with another beekeeper. Doug Holloway, who is a supporter of Berry's opponent, Alex Kamkar.
I will talk to you when we're off camera.
When we approach Cam Carr,
I'll talk to you off camera. Yeah. All right. I like how the one beekeeper's name is Beto, too, by the way.
Oh, Beto.
Of course it is. So something buzzing around there, you know, I guess anything is...
I was waiting for a denial of, no, this has nothing to do with whatever. Nah, I got a right to put my bees wherever I want. Like, not even a denial.
Well, but he's kind of claiming that, no, I put a couple of empty bee boxes over here, though, because I just wanted to scare people away from taking these signs, you know, these vote for my guy signs that he has up. That's what he claims he was doing. But yeah, I guess bee boxes can go where bee boxes go.
Yeah, he has a right to put them wherever he wants, he said. 20 to 9 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Do you hear me? Roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
On Wisconsin's Morning News. Not to turn this entire half hour over to insects, but I got to give you an update. Confirmed, Wisconsin has its first cicadas of the season.
Make a give it up for John Cicada.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
Cicadas, not cicadas. That's going to keep getting funnier.
I just like how you always explain it.
Yeah, see? See, you get it? Why do they always play that song with the bugs? I don't understand. That's why.
So he's in Wisconsin?
So he is not. But the bugs are. I say confirmed. Confirmed by Susan Kim at TMJ4, essentially.
To talk about her discovery is Terry Mess, live from Lake Geneva. Hi, Terry.
So the story I'm about to share with you is made better first because, of course, the cicada, which is getting funnier as it goes on. But next, because this is the season for the first time in more than 200 years that we'll have this rare double brood convergence and some overlapping. So much of the U.S. is going to be covered in these bugs. The overlap really only occurs from the southern brood and the northern brood in like this one spot of east central Illinois.
And that's where the path of totality is.
You got to stop saying that because you make me nervous, like you're going to want to drive there.
And see the zombie bugs. That'd be so awesome.
No. But that's where you'll have the double convergence or the overlapping. But the story also made better in this particular case because our friend Susan Kim is telling it. And I recognize, I know this Susan. She gets caught on something, it's piqued her interest, and she just goes after it. She wants the story, she wants to confirm these details, and that's exactly what played out. So she and Andrea Williams here are on the afternoon news on 4, and Susan's explaining how she got it confirmed that these cicadas that emerged in Lake Geneva are the first reported in the state.
Terry Mess from Lake Geneva emailed these photos to our newsroom today. As soon as I saw them, I got on the phone, called Terry, the Wisconsin DNR, and the entomology department at UW-Madison, sent them Terry's pictures, and both organizations told me that the cicadas and Terry's pictures are the first confirmed sightings this year in the state of Wisconsin.
Wait for Andrew.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Good work, Susan.
Nice job.
I believe I've said exactly that sitting next to her. That's great work, Susan. I mean, that's great. But it is, though, right? We got these
awesome
emails. I don't know. You could wait for somebody to do this. Or she's like, no, I'm calling all these people. I'm calling DNR. I'm calling UW. We're going to get this confirmed. So she's got this woman, Terry Mess, on live with her now on the show. And Terry in Lake Geneva is now actively showing these cicadas. Can we do that? You got the video again, Pancake? Yes. Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, has put the video up for you on the live stream that was being shared on TMJ4, these bugs crawling out of the ground in Lake Geneva. You can text WATCH to 855-616-1620 if you want to tap into the live stream. You can do it anytime live on the YouTubes on our channel there, WTMJ.com and WTMJ mobile app. Just click the WATCH live button. So here's Terry in Lake Geneva. These cicadas are crawling all over.
And he was looking at something. Just a second. One's crawling at my leg.
Oh, no.
Okay, just a second. Okay, there we go.
So here's Terry. She starts doing the show and tell. She's picking the bugs up. They're crawling all over her hands. They're walking up her arm.
Can you show us around just a little bit? And what do you think about the fact that you have the first confirmed cicadas in the state?
I can't believe that. Hang on. Let me see. Here they are. They're really sticky.
And she's turned the phone around.
When they crawl on you, they're very sticky. But here are the chimney holes that we watch them crawl out of. And then these are the shells that they crawl, the nymphs that they crawled out of. This is a nymph. This is the part you eat.
Oh, my goodness. Did she say eat?
This one has not crawled out yet.
Yeah, you heard Andrea jumping in there. She say eat?
Excuse me?
Probably the first time she heard. Now, if you regularly listen to our program, we've already brought to you.
Yes.
Fact that these are a culinary adventure
a
for some folks.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in the show. What do they call them? Tree shrimp.
Which, that's exactly.
Oh, I don't know if that makes it more
exactly
palatable or not.
What it is.
But so you kind of get the sense here that this woman they've got on TV, this Terry from Lake Geneva, pretty much knew what she was talking about, hey?
Mm-hmm. Either doing a lot of Googling or maybe just has a little bit of information.
I think she fancies herself a bit of a hobbyist. She's interested in these things. And Susan kind of picks up on that. Here's a this is classic Susan Kim.
Then these are the adults here.
Terry, why'd I call the DNR? You're an expert on cicadas here.
Terry, immediately no. Like, stop touching them.
I think Susan was excited about it. Andrea, not so much.
Well, she's holding them around. She's showing the ones climbing out of the ground. The holes are like, They look like finger holes, almost like that. If you're sticking your
about the size of a penny, maybe.
Yeah.
You said you saw some. You were in Lake Geneva area recently.
So I was in Williams Bay this past weekend looking for them, and all I saw were holes.
You didn't make a special trip to like find them. You were there for other reasons.
No, we're doing that in a couple of weeks. No, I went down.
I'm not.
I went down there to see my parents, but I looked for them and I saw the holes, but no actual bugs.
So they had emerged already and there was no evidence of the bugs
right there. I just saw finger holes.
Okay. So they're here. I don't know, Deb, are you still on with us here, Deb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So June is usually like high season for us, right?
Yeah, when we June, get the July, cicadas. If I'm remembering correctly. Because
so we're a little early with this crop.
They are. So, what?
Do we get cicadas every year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just different broods that emerge from year to year, right?
I think occasionally, Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's basically the ones that you get other years are maybe just be stragglers or, you know, ones that just kind of randomly popped up on the wrong year, whereas...
I think there are different species. There are some that, like, come up every year. There's, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, that's the weird thing. It's like everybody's talking about all these things that are coming up. And I thought for sure my lawn was going to be completely pockmarked with these things. And so far, I was looking for them yesterday and nothing yet. So I did see June bug, though. Carcass.
Okay, well, that's not this story. We're not talking about June
bugs. Exactly. So, we're not cicadas only in this segment.
Southern Wisconsin will see it the most. They'll get it the most. Then, I mean, we'll see it maybe up here a little bit, but down there is where you're really going to get inundated. Walworth County.
Looking. Those are so freaky looking.
So there you go. First confirmed cicadas in Wisconsin this season. Lake Geneva, confirmed by the Wisconsin DNR, UW-Madison Entomology, Terry in Lake Geneva, and Susan Kim at TMJ4 News.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
There it is. WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Get a break today. I have no precipitation in the forecast.
How about
that? Sorry, no rain to offer you or storms of any kind. Some early clouds here that will give way to afternoon sunshine and a high of 73 degrees. So looking good for today.
Hey, following some breaking news from Washington, D.C. this morning, you'll no doubt see this on the timelines and on the TVs throughout the day today. RNC headquarters in D.C. is under lockdown. Hazmat teams are on the scene. Apparently, NBC News is reporting that vials of blood were sent to the RNC headquarters. So now they're working.
They think it's actual blood, not like meant to look like blood.
Good question. Yeah. Access to the RNC is still blocked as of about 15 minutes ago. USCP is clearing the substances. Staff still evacuated.
Capitol Police.
Yeah.
Okay.
So CP just took care of that, took the substances, which NBC is calling blood, away.
So it's over, but they got to now investigate and figure out what exactly was this.
So if it is blood, does that mean you know who, can you know whose blood it was?
I suppose if somebody's in the system, right, they would have to already have your DNA.
Mm.
Either way, if you were a fresh donor for that, then better not commit any crimes moving forward because they got you now.
You're in the system now.
Right. You're in the system now. It is 8:57. We got Steve Scafidi, WTMJ Political Power Hour, coming your way next.